In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, we look at beef exports to Indonesia, which just a few years ago was a top 10 market for U.S. beef. At its 2011 peak, Indonesia bought nearly 18,000 metric tons of U.S. beef valued at more than $28 million. But in an effort to bolster its own beef industry, Indonesia placed tight restrictions on imports in 2012 and for much of last year, not only from the United States, but also from its other major suppliers, Australia and New Zealand. This led to tight supplies and very high beef prices and a change in policy. Joel Haggard, USMEF Senior Vice President for the Asia Pacific, has more details.
Indonesia has been under a tight quota system for the last couple of years. They have a political level commitment to try to attain self-sufficiency in beef production. But last fall, they issued an interesting change to their regulations, which basically abolishes the quota and allows importers to apply for beef in whatever quantities they can sell. And although this program's just getting off the ground, I think we saw a bump in trade that last quarter of the year, and hopefully it'll continue into this year.
While Haggard is pleased that U.S. exports to Indonesia are definitely on the upswing, he explains that the political climate remains very fragile, especially with legislative elections approaching in April.
The importers, because of the tight conditions over the last couple of years, you know, they're still wary of the sustainability of these new, more liberalized regulations, and the elections resulting in a change in the working level people in these ministries that control imports. So that's a concern, but, you know, we're trying to take advantage of the situation now because it's much more liberal than it was a year ago.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.